This is Paulette Goddard.
George Raft.
George Tobias.
And Jack Carson.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Presenting tonight, Torrid Zone. And here is your host, the director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. The Gulf Oil Companies and your neighborhood good Gulf dealers welcome you once again to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. It's an unusually warm welcome tonight, for our play is that sizzling Warner Brothers comedy about two men and a girl in the tropics, Torrid Zone. Starred in Torrid Zone, you'll hear George Raft, Paulette Goddard, Jack Carson, and George Tobias. In just a moment, we'll take you to a little country in Central America where things happen and happen fast. But before we make that journey, I'd like to say a word about another country where big things are happening these days. Our own country. You know, Sunday is a traditional day of rest for Americans. Yet in many factories throughout the nation at this moment, men are working and machines are busy. For America has turned her mighty force from peace production to war production, so that peace may someday return to the world. In this tremendous effort, the nation's oil industry has an essential part to play. It must provide industry with fuels and lubricants to keep America's weapons rolling off the assembly lines in a steady, irresistible stream. It must supply the ships and tanks and planes as they go into battle. Gulf is contributing substantially to this, the nation's most important job. And Gulf was prepared for this effort. Because for years, Gulf scientists and engineers have been constantly improving the fuels and lubricants needed for complex modern machinery. That's also why Gulf is ready to carry on its other job, that of meeting its long-standing obligation to American car owners. So you may be sure that while Gulf will continue to play its part in filling the nation's needs, your family and other families who depend on their cars will always be able to get the finest available petroleum products from your good Gulf dealer. At the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc.
Check, Roger. Ladies and gentlemen, in our play tonight, you will hear Paulette Goddard as Lee Donnelly, George Raft as Nick Butler, George Tobias as Rosario, Jack Carson as Steve Case, and Roger Pryor as Captain Rodriguez. Now, Oscar Bradley's Banana Plantation Serenaders raise the curtain on Torrid Zone.
Midday sun of the Torrid Zone beats down fiercely on the jail of the little Central American banana port of Puerto Aguilar. In adjoining cells are Lee Donnelly, a cafe entertainer from the States, and Rosario, the greatest bandit in all Central America. As our story opens, they're talking through the bars.
You've now learned the great American pastime called poker, and you owe me exactly $200.
All right, I pay you the very next time I raid Senor Case's banana plantation, Senorita Donnelly.
Not in bananas, I hope. Say, look, seeing you owe me so much dough, why don't you just call me Lee?
Lee? That's a very funny name for a girl. Where you come from, eh?
Chicago, and I spent my last thin dime getting to this burg for a dancing job at the Hotel National.
Too bad.
But yesterday, that Steve Case, who seems to be the hot tamale around here, had me canned and thrown in this jug.
Why? Senor Case no like the way you shuffle your feet?
No, Senor Case no like the way I shuffle a deck.
Oh.
Yeah, I started a poker game with the boys, and he got sore just because I dealt a couple of cards off the bottom.
Oh, he do?
Yeah, can you imagine that? Say, what have they got you in here for, Rosie?
They say I am a bandito because they do not like Senor Cage and the fruit company.
No kidding.
All I want to do is to take back what belonged to me and my friend. Case have me arrested just because I shoot him, man.
Out of season, huh? The stork that brought him must have been a vulture.
See, ah! Look who's here, our jailer, Captain Rodriguez.
Hi, Roddy. How's chances of getting out of this lost and found department?
Silence, Senorita Card Sharper. Rosario, I have good news. You can stop the hunger strike.
Well, why?
Because no longer you have to worry about the eating. We are going to shoot you.
Say, if he can get out of here, so can I. Huh? Say, I was only kidding, General. I like it here.
Well, maybe it's just as good they're going to shoot me, senorita. I was getting hungry anyway.
Oh, too bad, Palsy.
You have been very charming company on my last day here. Senorita, before I go, I give you this ring. Where I am going, I will not need it.
Afraid it'll melt?
Oh, maybe. Perhaps. Here, I give it to you. Adios, senorita.
Thanks, and good shooting, Rosie. And if I ever get the chance, I'll stuff that die case a good one for you.
Not as your secretary, but as your friend, Mr. Case. I say don't you let Nick Butler take the boat back to the States.
Will you forget that chromium-plated heel? Nick Butler's not the only foreman in the world.
Well, he's the only one who can produce on Plantation 7.
Ah.
Oh, now look, Mr. Case. It really wasn't Nick's fault about that little Spanish number with the revolving eyes.
He's a gilt-edged chiseler. I love that dame, I think.
But didn't he warn you the girl was fickle?
He didn't have to prove it personally, did he? Don't ever mention his name to me again. The sooner that two-timing tramp gets out of Puerto Aguilar, the better I'll like it. Hello?
Mr. Case, I wish to report about the bandit, Rosario.
You shot him. Okay, that's the end of him.
No, Mr. Case, we did not shoot Rosario.
What? Why not?
He was rescued by his brave followers. What daring, what loyalty. What a bad break.
Well, isn't that just fine and dandy? What about the Donnelly dame? I suppose her mob ran down from Chicago and rescued her, too.
No, Mr. Case. The girl, she's on her way to the boat.
She'd better be. And you start looking for Rosario. Goodbye. That settles it. Sam?
Yes, Mr. Case.
Sam, get the drinks out. I'll be back in an hour with Nick Butler.
Say, will you stop pushing me up the gangplank of this boat?
Listen, sister, I'm captain of this banana scow, and I only take orders from Steve Case. As you go back to the States, so get a move on.
Say, you shove me again and you'll be wearing this suitcase for a necklace.
Come on.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Having trouble, babe?
Yeah, this monkey's pushing me around like a poker chip.
Listen, you stay out of this.
Pardon me, lady. Man overboard! Oh, hello, I'm Nick Butler, chairman of the shuffleboard committee. Can we count on you for our tournament?
Well, I'm afraid you play a little rough, but thanks.
Oh, I can always ease up for the ladies, Miss...
It's Donnelly, Lee Donnelly.
It's a pleasure.
Are you bound for the States, too?
Clear to the end of the line.
Nick!
You know, babe, I'm glad you're taking this trip for my health.
Nick!
You're all right, babe. I
think that man coming up the gangplank is trying to get your attention.
Baby, with you around, he hasn't a chance.
Oh, Nick!
Oh, well, I guess I'd better find my cabin. I'll see you later.
It's a date. Don't forget.
Nick!
Hello, Nick!
Well, well, if it isn't the captain of the All-American Rat Team, Mr. Steve Case.
Nick, old boy, you're looking
swell. Yeah, well, that's not your fault. You know, sweetheart, I ought to belt you right in the puss for sending me down to that swamp.
Now, Nick, that's no way to talk to your old pal.
Oh, don't waste that soft music on me, Jocko. You sent me down there hoping I get knocked off, just to get even with me for taking that Spanish doll of yours.
Oh, same old Nick, ain't you? Always ripping. But look, pal... Let's both go to the office and talk this over. I'll buy you a drink.
Okay. I want to see you squirm when you pay for it.
Swell, Nick.
But listen, sweetheart. You can argue till you're black in the face. This boat sails at midnight and little Nicky goes with it.
But Nick, look, you just can't take an office job in the States.
Huh?
You know you won't be happy away from here, Nicky. You need the fruit company, and the fruit company needs you. I need you, Nick. I do need you, boy. Rosario's loose again, and you're the only gink who can keep those bananas moving while that bum is on a rampage. Well, what do you say, Nicky?
Well?
Yeah?
Yes, I better be getting down to the boat.
Hey, Nick, wait. You could use some money, couldn't you?
Sure, why?
I'll give you $1,000 bonus to move the fruit off of Plantation 7.
All right, how long do I have to stay?
2 weeks.
Well, when do I get the $1,000?
Well, $200 right now to bind the bargain, and the rest the first thing in the morning.
I've got an idea. I'm letting myself in for a 14-carat massage. Listen to your fancy and fancy talk, you know.
Well?
All right. It's a deal. Give me the $200.
Yeah, right here. Oh, by the way, your room is number 9.
What room?
At the hotel, Nicky. I reserved it for you this afternoon. And I had your baggage sent up there from the boat.
Why, you rat. You dirty double-crossing.
Oh, don't bother to thank me. Anything for a pal.
Yeah.
5, 7, 9. Now, where's the light?
Hey, what goes on?
Don't shoot, mister.
Well, you're the first thief I ever met who spoke of soprano. Just stand where you are till I find the light switch. Well, what do you know?
Oh, hello.
It's
Phil Donnelly, Lee Donnelly. We met on the boat this afternoon.
Say, I must have made a big impression.
This is the first window I found unlocked.
You running away from something?
Only the whole police force. That guy Case wants to deport me back to the States.
You mean you don't want to go back?
Say, I got tired starving to death up there. It's the next boat for me, the one that's going to Rio. Look, all I have to do is to duck Mr. Case and his campfire boys until it sails. Then get pinched again just in time to be thrown aboard. Say, what about you? Aren't you sailing tonight?
Mm-hmm. I've changed my mind. I'm staying on for 2 weeks. I pull out for the plantation in the morning.
Any chance of my going along?
Huh? Well, now look, honey, I like to take you, but a plantation's no place for a woman. You'd be better off in jail.
Not that jail. Even the cockroaches won't visit it on slumming parties.
Look, baby, I don't like to see a nice, understanding girl like you in a jam. I'll talk to Case himself in the morning, and you'll be treated all right. I'll tell him I'm an old, old friend of yours.
How old?
Old enough to know you real well. This well.
Hey, for the tropics, you work pretty fast, don't you?
Oh, I don't hold up traffic.
Well, don't get your signals mixed, mister. That light in my eye says stop.
Oh, pardon me for being colorblind. Say, that's a nice ring you got there.
You like it?
Oh, sure. Used to have one just like it. Lost it in a brawl to a guy named Rosario. Oh, I always liked my ring. Best I ever had. Tell you what I'll do. I'll cut the cards for your ring. If I win, the ring's mine. If you win, I give you $20.
Oh, no, I don't want to gamble. If you like the ring, you can have it.
Look, sweetheart, if I want to cut cards for it, what do you got to say?
Okay, mister, you asked for it.
A one-eyed Jack.
A red king.
What, again? Oh, that cleans me out. Baby, you sure took my $200 for a fast ride.
Well, I guess I'm just lucky. You know, beginner's luck.
Yeah, who is it?
Me, Case.
Say, this is where I came in.
Quick, baby, out the window, down the fire escape. I'll hold them off till you get away.
Say, thanks. You're something to remember me by.
Hey, open up!
That's a real forget-me-not.
So long, handsome.
So long, babe. Hurry up.
Hey, what's the matter? You dead?
I'm coming.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, what's the idea of waking me up in the middle of the night? What do you want?
A girl.
Well, what are you looking at me for?
Listen, have you seen a girl?
Oh, what kind of a girl?
A dame. A dame that was being deported and she jumped the boat.
Oh, why don't you deport somebody your own size?
I won't deport her. I'll have her shot.
Oh, is this all you got to do is chase a poor innocent girl around?
Innocent? Innocent? Well, that dame's the cleverest card cheat that ever hit this town.
So what? Is that any reason? What did you say?
She's a card sharper.
Why, that double-crossing little... Come on.
What?
What are we waiting for? Do you want that dame to get away? Just wait till I get my hands on it. You're not going to shoot her. I am.
So the asbestos curtain falls on the first act of Torrid Zone. We'll resume our story in just a moment. Meanwhile, we've some information you'll want to hear. It's about the tires on your automobile.
Today, car owners are doing everything they can do to make their tires and equipment last as long as possible. For example, to get the most mileage out of their tires, motorists are cutting down speed, avoiding sudden starts and stops, trying not to hit curbs when they park. And that is also why so many of you are making the Good Gulf Dealer your headquarters in your own car conservation program. For instance, be sure to let the Gulf man check the air pressure in your tires, because correctly inflated tires may give as much as 5,000 to 10,000 more miles of service. Have the Gulf man cross-switch your tires on the wheels at the 3,000-mile mark, and let him help prolong the life of your battery, too, by checking the water level regularly. In addition to little services like these, there's Gulflex registered lubrication, available only at Gulf stations. Gulflexing guards vital points in the chassis against wear, helps keep your entire car looking younger. Yes, to save your car, its tires, and other equipment, remember to stop regularly at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc.
curtain of the Gulf Screen Guild Theater is ready to rise on the second act of tonight's play, Torrid Zone. Starring George Raft as Nick Butler, Paulette Goddard as Lee Donnelly, Jack Carson as Steve Case, and George Tobias as Rosario, the greatest bandit in all Central America. Next afternoon, Rosario is still at large, and Nick and Steve's search for the attractive card sharper Lee Donnelly has been fruitless. Nick has just stepped off the train at the plantation to take over his managerial duties as Wally Schaffer, one of the foremen, approaches.
Hiya, Wally.
Hiya, Nick. Welcome back to number 7.
Oh, I never thought I'd have to see this banana garden again. How many men you got working? I promised Case I'd double up production.
Well, we're short-handed, Nick. 20 of the boys took a run-out potter in the night.
But you're in Rosario, eh?
That guy loose again?
Yeah, so keep your eyes open. Charlie!
Yeah, Nick?
Keep steam up in that engine. We're rolling back to Puerto Aguilar sometime tonight with a load.
Okay.
Case is going to have to buy a new boiler. I wonder how long it took us to crawl down here this morning.
$6.31.
Yeah, that's just about what I thought. The first... Hey, who said that?
It wasn't me. It sounded like it come from that fruit car.
Come on out of there. Hurry up.
Hello? A girl.
No, a dame. Come on, sister. Jump down. So you copped a hitch, eh?
Yeah, the engineer happened to be going my way. Are you glad to see me?
I sure am. Come on. Walk over that dough.
What are you talking about?
The $200 you clipped me for last night.
Say, I never tagged you for a bad loser, Hanson.
No, well, I never tagged you for a phony shuffle. Come on, hand it over.
I haven't got it.
Do I have to flip you upside down and shake it out of you?
Now, look, I just told you
that. Okay, sweetheart, hand it over.
All right, Samson. Here, let me go. I'll give it to you.
Thanks.
Here.
Now, listen. If you think you're going to use this plantation as a hideout, you're daffy.
You're not going to ship me back to the clink.
I sure am, sister, on the train tonight.
Oh, why don't you give me a break? Have you ever been in that flea trap?
No, I always deal my cards off the top.
Oh, listen, Nick. What's that?
It's a raid. Rosario, get inside.
Get inside yourself.
You hear me?
Oh. Nick! Oh. What's the matter? Nick!
Be careful, will you?
Say, do you want this bullet hole fixed, or do you want gangrene to set in?
Oh, take it easy, baby. That's my shoulder you're fooling with.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know enough to duck when you see one of Rosario's bullets coming? There. How's that?
Oh, swell. You know, you'd be a pretty good guy if you went around so much at the wrong time.
Well, what would be your idea of the right time?
Any time after I get back to the States. Why don't you look me up in Chicago?
Where did you dream up the Chicago business? Who do you think you're kidding?
I'm not kidding. I'm heading out of here in 2 weeks.
But you don't belong in Chicago. You belong right here.
You're nuts.
Oh, you love it here. The excitement. Well, you even love fighting with Case. You'll never be happy anywhere else.
Never mind about me. I suppose you're a flat bloke.
Yeah, why?
Well, that $200, though, I wasn't sore about losing it. I just hate to be taken for a sucker. Here, you may need it.
Mm.
Oh,
but
come
gee,
on.
Nick.
Listen, take it now. Go on. Your train's waiting. Beat it.
But, Nick,
Yeah, what do you want, Wally?
I got Rosario. He's tied up in a supply shed.
Oh, good, good. That's great. What about his gang? Did they get away with anything?
Only some canned stuff in the train.
Oh, well, we can't kick about. The what?
The train. They stole our train.
Well, it looks as though Florence Nightingale stays among the bananas. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look it. Okay, sister. Come on, hand it over.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Since you've got to stick around here, you can hand back my $200.
Hey, Rosario. Shh. It's me, your old jailmate.
Senorita Thorne.
Yeah.
Come in. They tie my hands. The door is no lock.
Ah, Senorita, I'm so glad to see you. You are not mad with me.
No, why should I be?
Because I have not paid you back the $200 I owe you from the jail.
Oh, forget it, Rosie.
Always just before I am killed, you come into my life. It must be fate.
No, Rosie, it's just that I wanted to look at a guy who ought to feel worse than I do.
Senorita, you don't feel so good.
No, I don't feel so good.
Too bad I'm locked up or you could come away with me, huh? I would teach you how to forget your trouble.
Rosie, let's not spoil our beautiful friendship.
Confidentially, as a ladies' man, I have not had a complaint in all Central America.
Well, just keep on pitching and you may get a tryout in the big leagues. I should be handing out advice to the lovelorn.
Oh, some man has jilted you.
The formal expression is jilted, Rosie. And you can't be jilted if you don't ever get a tumble.
You mean Senor Butler, maybe, perhaps?
Yeah, and no maybe, perhaps, about it.
Senorita, I cannot understand it. There is an all-native proverb. Beautiful horses always love mules.
Well, I guess I was just born a dope, Rosie. By the way, thanks for shooting Nick the other night.
Oh, it was nothing.
I've been taking care of the bullet wound for the last 2 days, and a couple of times he almost kissed me.
Oh, well, maybe tomorrow or the next day.
No, not a chance. Word just came through that Steve Case is on his way down here, and that'll be my finish.
Senorita, you have hit your head on the nail. It will be the finish for both of us.
Oh, Rosario, what am I going to do?
Do not worry, Senorita. I, Rosario, the greatest bandito in all Central America, will give the problem of Senor Case the benefit of my personal attention.
Hey, where is everybody? Is this a banana plantation or a rest home? Hey, you, what's your name?
I'm Wally, Mr. Case.
Where's Nick Butler?
He's in there, Mr. Case. He's asleep.
Asleep? Yeah. Well, I'll fix that. Boy, that no good. Good morning, dearie. Would you like your breakfast served in bed? Get out of there. Come on, Nick. Get up. Get up.
Let go of my blanket and scram out of here, you wet-footed weasel.
What are you doing, rehearsing for that soft Chicago job?
Well, haven't you got eyes, you moron? Can't you see this bandage on my shoulder?
Got hit by a bottle, huh?
I was shot, you lunatic, by Rosario.
Don't make me laugh.
Well, he's tied up in the storehouse. How do you like that?
Well, I don't want bandits. I sent you down here to pick bananas. I don't know why I ever trusted a man who spends half his life in bed.
That settles it. I quit. I'm going back to town.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, baby. You're talking wild.
Yeah, you still owe me $800 on that $1,000 bonus you promised. Come on, give it to me.
What? What gall? Listen, you chiseler, you quit. I don't owe you anything. But look, Nicky, if you stay...
Nothing doing. I'm getting out of here right now.
All right, all right. Run away. Forget friendship. Leave me in the soup. Let me tell you, Nicky, everything you're throwing in that suitcase is breaking my heart.
Yeah, well, shed a few tears over these socks and these shirts and this underwear, Jocko.
Oh, Nick, now, please, look, listen to reason.
Hello, Nick. I hear the Mad Emperor's around.
Well, as I live and breathe, Miss Donnelly.
Oh, hello.
Well, now I'm beginning to see things. No wonder you haven't got time to pick bananas, Nick.
Huh?
Couldn't expect you to concentrate on my business and a dame at the same time.
Now you listen to me, Kate.
You know she's a fugitive from justice? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn you over to the police for harboring her.
Ah, don't make me laugh. You can't hold me with that one.
Huh? No. No, I guess you're right, Nicky. Well, I know when I'm beaten. You go on back to Chicago and... good luck to you.
Now, that's a very touching speech, Mr. Case. We'll think of it when we're on the boat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Donnelly, but you're not going on the boat.
Oh, yeah? What are you trying to pull now?
Well, you see, Nicky, she accidentally hit a sailor with a wrench the night she jumped the boat.
What?
Poor fella, he has a 4-inch crack in his head. He's liable to check out any time.
Oh, but listen, all I
said... I know you didn't mean to do it, but you can't laugh off a cracked skull. I'm sorry.
But it was an accident, Kate.
Nicky, look, this isn't your problem. Just because this poor, friendless girl is in a jam, that's no reason why you shouldn't go to Chicago. I'll do the best I can to take...
Hello.
Hello, Rosario. As I was saying, I'll do the best I... What? Rosario? What are you doing here? What is this?
This is the putting up of the hat.
I thought they said they had you tied up, long drawers.
A pleasant surprise, no? Now, senor, you see, the tables are inside out.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, here's that $800 I owe you.
I thought it would take something like this to get it out of you.
I will take that. Thank you very much. Here, Miss Donnelly, is the $200 I owe you. The rest I save for a rainstorm.
Listen, Rosario, what do you think you're going to do?
To you, Senor Butler, nothing. And you know why? Because this beautiful girl, she loves you. Why, I do not know, but she says she do.
Come on, get down to business. What do you want?
I want to make things good for this girl. You, Senor Case, want to put her in jail, so I shoot you.
Don't try to bluff me, Rosario.
I don't bluff you. I only shoot you.
Now, listen, Rosie, you'll never get your land back this way.
I never get it back anyway, but I shoot him just for fun. Senor Case, You will please get ready to die.
Hey, listen, Rosario, just give me a few days to learn my prayers.
Look out behind you, Rosario.
Get him, Nick! Hang on, old Nick!
Look down!
Don't let him get away!
Don't just stand there, you big baboon. Go out on that porch and help Nick. You want Rosario to kill him?
Nick can handle him, all right. Now shut up and listen to me. Are you in love with Nick?
Sure, I am.
You want him?
Yes, okay.
Well, I want him, too. He belongs here in this plantation. Now lie down on the couch and start groaning.
Hey, what's the
idea?
Hold
on, you start groaning. Hold this handkerchief to your side, quick.
Say, I don't trust you. What about that sailor?
That was just a gag. Will you start groaning? Here comes Nick.
Oh.
Slippery, just slip that out of my hands and beat it. Hey, Lee, what's the matter, baby?
You hurt?
Yeah. Hurt bad, Nicky. That wild bullet from Rosario's gun got her in the side.
It did?
Yeah. Nick, you can't leave her now. You got to stay with her until I can move her to the jail.
Well, listen, Case, if I stay for good, could you fix it so she wouldn't have to go back to jail?
Yes, under the circumstances, I think I could fix it for your sake.
All right, it's a deal. I'll stay.
That's the boy, Nick. I knew you'd come through. I'll go right into town and draw up a new contract, and I'll send out a doctor. So long.
Lee, baby, how do you feel? Let's see where you got hit.
No. It's too serious for first aid treatment. And, oh, thanks for staying, Nick. It would be terrible to be here sick without you.
It would, huh?
Get up off that couch, you phony.
Hey, what's the idea of dumping me on the floor?
I want to lie down.
But I'm wounded.
With what? There was only one bullet fired, and I caught that right in my wrist.
Oh, Nick, darling.
Well, I'm not going to die, baby.
Oh, Nick, I don't know what to say.
Hey, turn off the tears. And don't stand there. Get some water, some bandages, and some iodine.
Yes, Nick.
Wait a minute. Huh? Come on. Hand it over, baby.
Who are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Hand over my $200 you just got from Rosario.
Hearty congratulations to Paulette Goddard, George Raft, George Tobias, and Jack Carson for their sizzling performances in Torrid Zone. And our thanks to John Green and Charles Tazewell for their radio adaptation. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we leave our story completely for tonight, there's one more little scene we'd like to bring you. Rosario, the greatest bandit in all Central America, is back in jail again. We discover him talking to Captain Rodriguez.
My old friend, Captain Rodriguez, you bring me my dinner.
No dinner tonight, Rosario. We are going to shoot you. It's bad for you to die on a full stomach.
All the time I come to your jail and all the time you kill me. I tell you, Captain Rodriguez, I am sick of it. I have decided I will not be killed anymore. At least not till next Monday.
And why will you not be killed until next Monday?
Because I must hear the Gulf Screen Guild Theater program next Sunday night. They are presenting that wonderful RKO comedy, Bachelor Mother, starring Henry Fonda and Charles Coburn, my favorite actor.
Enough with the men, Rosario. Who is the woman?
Who is the woman? It is Lorraine Day. That's who the woman is.
Lorraine Day? Then it is settled. We will both listen.
Well, there are a couple of really loyal fans of our program.
And seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you, too, will tune in next Sunday night to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater presentation of Bachelor Mother, starring Henry Fonda, Lorraine Day, and Charles Coburn. It'll be one of the most hilarious stories we've ever presented. Our music will be by Oscar Bradley, assisted by Frank Tours. Till next week, then, this is Roger Pryor speaking for your neighborhood good Gulf dealers and saying good night, everyone.
Americans, listen. Admiral Yamamoto, commander of the Japanese Navy, has boasted, "I shall not be content merely to capture Guam and the Philippines and occupy Hawaii and San Francisco. I shall also look forward to dictating peace to the United States in the White House." And 72 million Japanese back up his boast. Americans, give them your answer. Buy more defense bonds and stamps. Every dime, every dollar increases the fighting strength of your country, brings nearer the defeat of the enemy. So buy defense bonds and stamps and do your part to win the war. Bud Easton speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.